This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The White House is expected to announce new rules to make it easier for families to find home health care. It will allow the use of federal funds to create a state registry of home care providers. White House American Rescue Plan Advisor Gene Sperling says the goal is to professionalize the industry and make it easier for families to find care.
To be able to look at a registry and understand who's available, who's nearby, who has certain training.
The announcement is part of a meeting the White House is holding on how American Rescue Funds helped the home health care field. Governor Jared Polis is expected to speak on how Colorado raised health care salaries to $15 an hour in 2022. Nearly 100 cargo handlers at Denver International Airport went on strike yesterday. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Workers say that safety conditions have deteriorated at the main warehouse for Swissport, a major handler of Amazon packages. Heaters don't work, and locks for heavy machinery often break. Andrew Gutman is a cargo agent. He says managers haven't responded to worker requests to make changes, so he and others walked off the job to make a point.
I hope that this gets Swissport to pay attention and start making corrections to fix this.
Swissport didn't respond to a request for comment. Workers at the company's Chicago and New York warehouses also went on strike earlier this year. A DIA spokesman said passenger traffic has been unaffected by the strike, which ends Tuesday. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And I'm your host, May Ortega. Can you take a guess at how much food is gone to waste in the U.S. each year in terms of pounds? 160 billion. The USDA's Farm to Food Bank program cuts down on that waste by connecting local farmers and food pantries. Here now, up next.